coal. There's a regular coal bucket, you know. That's what you're after, wasn't it?
Well, I think there's two things. There's something, say, if you had the coal out in your yard or someplace, that you could, there's something you could use to carry the coal into the house. And then there's something you could have a fancier thing near the stove or near the fireplace. Or did you have two separate things?
Mm-mm. No. Coal box.
Uh-huh.
Probably call the box near the fireplace the coal box, you know. Because mm-hmm. I know we call the wood, the box where we store the wood in. You usually bring the wood in and store some beside the fireplace, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or the wood box.
And the thing that runs from the stove up to the chimney?
Stove pipe.
Okay.
Or flue.
Is that separate, two different things?
No, I think there's, I believe it's the same thing, flue or stovepipe, I believe.
And this is something that you could use, say if you were going to move bricks or something heavy like that. It's got one wheel at the front of it and then two handles to it.
A wheelbarrow.
Okay. Any other names for that?
No.
Did you ever hear of Georgia Buggy?
Yeah, but Georgia Buggy has two wheels on it.
Uh-huh. Where's a Georgia Buggy used? Is that
a Georgia Buggy is used mostly on construction where they haul concrete for you,
uh-huh.
hauling concrete or brick. They use it for hauling brick too, but usually on construction jobs. Mm-hmm. And it's built quite a bit different than a wheelbarrow. And about the only place you see them will be on construction sites.
Uh-huh.
But I'm familiar with a Georgia Buggy.
Do they have that around the paper mill?
Yes, they use them for hauling ash in the boiler room, for hauling ashes.
Uh-huh.
Because they burn the bark, see. And there's a certain amount of ash that they have to get rid of out of the furnace. And they use these Georgia buggies to haul them out, haul it outside of it.
What exactly do they do at that paper mill? I've passed by it so much, I've seen the logs, big old piles of logs out there.
Well, they make liner board paper, craft paper,
mm-hmm.
for boxes, containers.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even make paper light enough for paper bags. It's all for cardboard boxes, containers.
Mm-hmm.
And they have one box plant here, and I think they have about 20 scattered around over the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Is most of the, or a good deal of that exported?
No. Very little export. They have one box plant in Ireland,
mm-hmm.
and they ship to Ireland, and that's all. About all the export. I can't even think of any place right now. They do export a little bit more to Germany and places, but most of it's used in the box plant. Especially now, the demand right now is high for paper. And they're using all they can make. In fact, they can't make enough for their own box plants.
Hmm.
But they have a bleach. They make bleach paper too, but it still all goes in boxes.
Mm-hmm. What would you use to sharpen tools on?
A grind rock or a grinder, if you're talking about a power tool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, grinder.
What's the difference between a grind rock and a grinder?
Well, I think a grind rock is the rock, and after you put it on a motor and power it, well, then it's called a grinder.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I think people years ago had these grind rocks in the backyard, you know, where they sharpened their axe or knives on, and some of them were mobile,
mm-hmm.
and some were stationary, you know.
Mm-hmm. What about something smaller you could hold in your hand?
Well, that's a rock. We call it